new government has announced free education for all.
When I saw it, I was fascinated, and there's a feel-good element about this very old man, 84, who decides that he wants to become a first grader. He wants to go to school.
Good morning, boys and girls.
Good morning,
can I help you, Mzee? This is a primary school.
But already in the opening, there are parents galore trying to get their children places in the school, and there aren't so many left. And they resent him at his age wanting to take one of the places.
Go home and rest in peace. I'm not dead.
But he says that the government of Kenya has said free education for all.
They said everybody.
And he didn't have any education. He would like to have some. And he has a letter from the government which he would like to read.
I'd be a good pupil.
We have a new student today.
Welcome, Maru.
Open your exercise books. Let's begin.
So these are some of the motivations. And he goes, and it's a wonderful performance by Naomi Harris, very sympathetic as the teacher who takes up his cause and actually suffers for it when she's criticised, when the government are upset and some of the inspectors disapprove and they want her transferred, and her husband's wondering about what she's doing because he's in the city working as a diplomatic aide.
What's going on here?
An old man like him does not belong in a classroom full of children.
He's absolutely crazy!
Why are you risking everything because of this old man?
So there are all those kinds of elements as well. Now, here's where I need the advice. And I did ask a friend who grew up in Tanganyika back in the days, and it has information at the beginning about the Mau Mau.
Right.
And so he's
Mau Mau. A veteran Mau Mau.
He's a veteran Mau Mau.
Mm-hmm. British killed his family. We have a duty to help him.
And they do show flashbacks to initiation rites, to the pledge, and to some of the Mau Mau going out to massacre people in their homes. So you've got that underlying ambiguity, I suppose, because certainly if you asked the British at the time, and they are presented very unsympathetically, the military, then they were terrorists.
I was a prisoner. The British, they told us to be quiet. So we spoke very loud.
And now, of course, if you ask, they are freedom fighters. And so we've got the whole post-World War II, 20th century struggle with freedoms and independence as background to the film. My friend found that I don't think he could really forgive the Mau Mau for what they did to families that he knew. And yet he knows, of course, the freedom fighter issue, which brings us back, say, to South Africa and truth Absolutely. And reconciliation.
Brings us to Zimbabwe and what's going on there.
It does indeed. And that's the worry, I suppose, with Zimbabwe at the moment, that you have terrorist freedom fighter despot and the uglier side of colonial freedoms. So there's all that going on as you watch the film. But as you watch the film, you can put that partly aside, except that then they show some flashbacks where his wife is killed and his children and he is tortured. And so, again, you're shifting the issues of the time, the colonial attitudes, the need for freedom and the sufferings of the individual. And then seeing him, 40 years later, coming then to the school, helping the children sing songs and get a spirit of freedom.
Freedom!
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 And finally, going into Nairobi to make a plea for the teacher. And then being used by the media, sometimes anti, sometimes pro, and posters of himself around the city encouraging education.
84 years, going back to school. How old are you?
55.
You are a toddler.
But the other side of it is, it shows the suit and tie bureaucratic attitudes of those in government and government departments in the 21st century, that they might have thrown off British yoke, so to speak, but they have absorbed, actually, the formalities and the pomposities and bureaucratic nitpicking, say, of Western democracies. And so I suppose that's another underlying theme that is there.
Now, when I said feel good at the beginning, it's because for the small parts that I saw, a lot of African joy seemed to come through in the film because of the soundtrack, because of the setting, it's so beautiful, because of the children. It felt very, very energetic. It felt nice.
Well, that's true. And the school scenes are good. There's a little boy that can't do the number five, and he resents the old man. But the old man eventually helps him to do his fives. And when there is a new teacher imposed and they all go into revolutionary mode again, it's this little boy who leads all the children to want their teacher back. So, yes, there's that kind of feel-good in the songs that he helps them to sing. And actually you're left then with a feel-good ending, because the information is that he died in 2009, but he had gone to the United Nations to speak on education.
So he did learn to read.
Well, I'll spoil it slightly. He himself doesn't read the letter. He gets Naomi Harris to read it to him.
Have a letter. I must read it for myself. I have to understand.
Which is a device for us to hear the letter, which is a letter of congratulations on what he has done for the country of Kenya.
It's also a film on how important it is to remember and to not repeat the mistakes of the past.
It's that and the healing of memories. He is involved, I'd say, in a healing of memories and possible reconciliation. But the bureaucrats have forgotten the past and are reliving it and causing many of the same problems as bureaucracies of the past. So, nostalgia and regret.
We have to learn from our past. We must not forget. But we must be better.